And joining us now from the stand at the Ron Scott Communications Center is Heather Penny. Good morning, Heather, and welcome back to Oshkosh.
Hi, Steve. It's great to be with you and with everyone here at Oshkosh. What a fantastic gathering.
We're just going through some of our history.
Like the tri-motor off right here.
And the first time you were here was a few years ago in 2016, but you said you were working then, and this year you're actually getting to experience the event.
Yes, and it's simply fabulous. All pilots say that Oshkosh is on their bucket list. Well, don't wait for that bucket. I mean, I am so glad that I flew in with the 170 Club. As you know, it's the 70th anniversary for the 170s. So come see us. We're parked in the vintage area right across from our bigger sisters, the 195s. And so it's just been fantastic, not only just for the fellowship and meeting everyone and seeing old friends, but making new friends who feel like old friends. It's just fantastic.
And Heather is here for Women Venture. Today is Women Venture, which is supported by Boeing. We appreciate their support. And what are your roles during the day today?
Well, I'm going to be participating in the huge photograph of all the women here at Oshkosh. Women Venture, Boeing Plaza, 11 o'clock, be there. It's going to be fantastic. And then we're going to move directly into the Power Lunch at 11:30, Theater in the Woods. I'll be speaking there, taking questions, and just talking about the role of women in aviation and how important it is that we support each other and build that community and build each other up so that we can bring more young women into aviation.
Excellent.
And then later tonight, let me finish up. Later tonight, again, Theater in the Woods, we've got a panel of women, power speakers, power pilots, I think is what they're calling the panel, at 6 o'clock.
Excellent. And that also Theater in the Woods. So mark those events down for today. And as one of the speakers, your featured speaker today at the luncheon, you have been very passionate about women in aviation. You grew up as a child of an Air Force officer.
And fighter pilot.
So aviation kind of ran in your blood, but you also ran into some roadblocks along the way as well that you were able to overcome to make your way into the fighter cockpit.
Well, you know, and I have to say that it really is because of the women who went before me. I directly attribute the ability of for me to be able to just have the opportunity to get into fighter aviation to the women in the 1980s who just began flying in the military, flying in the Air Force. One of those women will be the panel leader at 6 o'clock Theater in the Woods today, talking about her experiences and then engaging in dialogue with the rest of us. But then also the women Air Force service pilots in the 1940s. They really proved that women were capable, just as capable as men, of flying the aircraft. And so I really trace my lineage back through that line and owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to those women who made it possible for us, like myself and our other chick fighter pilots. we actually call ourselves the Chick Fighter Pilot Association, for us to be able to get into the cockpit and have the privilege of serving.
At one point, I believe you were the only female in your squadron?
For the whole time I was in my squadron, I was the only female, the first and the only there. And so having Women Venture, having women in aviation, having the 99s, the Chick Fighter Pilot Association, this is all really important to be able to support each other, because there's a level of support you get in the fighter squadron because, you know, we're bros, we're all there together.
Right.
But at the same time, your experience as a woman in that environment there's something fundamentally different. So having the support of these women aviation organizations is tremendously important. So I encourage all the women, please join us, meet someone new, stay in touch, and support each other.
Are you able to, with everything that goes on in your life, able to mentor young ladies?
You know, mentorship happens in moments either long-term over a long-established relationship or even just a single moment in time. As I was flying into Oshkosh here, I was stopped down at Watertown, and a young woman jumped out of an airplane, and she was the spouse of the pilot. And so he was taking care of the aircraft. She ran over. She said, "Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. A lady pilot. That's so inspiring." You never know those moments that just might make something click. It might just be a moment of encouragement, might be a moment of support, giving someone heart, or even giving a little bit of constructive feedback, helping someone see something that, you know, a young woman see something she might not have noticed, that'll make her life easier, make her better, improve her credibility, and ensure that she stays with our community, our aviation community, the larger aviation community, for the duration.
And that's an important point as well. I mean, we have a tendency to focus on pilots, but there are so many things in the aviation community that can be a passion for anyone, but especially for younger women to really explore what's all out there. It's definitely a wide variety.
There are so many different roles, and let me also say that you know, the mentorship and the support isn't limited to just women helping other women.
Right.
I can't tell you the number of men who are so incredibly important in being role models to me and being supportive to me. I'll just tell a quick story of my first home airport, Wichita Falls, Texas. You know, F-14, and John Hooker owned the airport, and I was in pilot training as a student pilot, so I was just a wannabe, and I was out hanging out at the airport watching airplanes take off and feeling like I didn't belong because I wasn't a real pilot yet. And John Hooker came up, and he sat down with me, and he just made me feel like I was right at home. And I'll tell you what, 2 weeks later, I was an airplane owner. So it's so important that it's not just women helping out women. Men are part of the dominant part of the community, right? 94% of pilots are men. And so they have a crucial role in just bringing the religion, if you will, you know, and supporting everyone and expanding and sharing their passion for aviation with everyone.
In your time in the military, and I'm sure this will be part of your presentation today, you played a rather critical role in 9/11 in mm-hmm. the immediate response to what has happened. And I don't want to give away the entire story, but if you could just give us a little bite of what it is and may entice folks to hear your full presentation later.
Well, you know, it was on that Tuesday morning. I was showed up to work because it was a work day there at Andrews Air Force Base. And I was in the fighter squadron in an administration meeting when the towers were hit, when the Pentagon was hit. And at the time, if you recall, through the 1990s, we'd gone through the peace dividend. So we had really downsized the Air Force and gotten rid of a number of fighter squadrons and aircraft. And we'd really minimized our alert posture because the Soviet Union was no longer a threat, because there was no longer a Soviet Union. And I suppose you can say I was either in the right place at the right time or the wrong place at the wrong time. It's just an accident of history that when we finally got the authorization to launch, we were not an alert unit. We did not have any weapons on board. That our director of operations at the time, he was a major then, he's a two-star now, Mark Sasseville, looked at me and said, "Lucky, you're with me. Let's go."
And your mission?
To try to find and take down Flight 93.
I'll just let that sink in to folks when you think about that, taking that fighter jet up on that mission, knowing that you had no way to bring that jet down except to collide with it. So this is a story. If you've not heard the story before and not heard her tell it, you need to. I've got chills in the back of my neck already just thinking about it. So that will be interesting. But beyond that, you've gone on and had a very successful career so far, and I understand just changed to a new job.
That's right.
Well.
So, you know, I've continued to fly. I raced at Reno, raced jets at Reno for a couple of years. We still own little airplanes. I no longer have my Taylorcraft, but we do have the 170, obviously, with the 170
right.
Club. And we also own a Stearman. I volunteer with the Callings Foundation as much as I possibly can. And I've recently left my position at Lockheed Martin as the director of Air Force Training Systems. And I've just taken the position this past spring with the Mitchell Institute for Aerospace Studies as a senior resident fellow. So there I do research and analysis on national defense policy issues relating to the Air Force, relating to air power, and providing policy recommendations to our national leadership and to Congress.
Okay. And also with your time with Lockheed, you worked on the F-35?
F-22, F-35, and
yeah.
T-50.
Tell it, what is the T-50?
The T-50 is Lockheed Martin's offering for the next generation of the T-38, so the Advanced Pilot Training System.
Okay.
So those were the programs that I worked on.
Sounds good. Again, we're going to have to let you go in just a moment because it's almost 11 o'clock. And time
I know,
for you
I got to go take pictures.
To get the picture. So if you're listening and you've got your Women Venture t-shirt on, head on over to Boeing Plaza by the UPS MD-11. And Jessica Hodson flew that in this morning. I understand.
Fantastic.
I know, and
yes.
She flew the KC-10 in yesterday, so we're looking forward to talking to
one
her
One more,
later
she's got a hat trick, right?
That's right, that's right. The Oshkosh hat trick. the Power Lunch today at noon at Theater in the Woods, and you're the featured speaker. And then again tonight, also at Theater in the Woods, an open program, the Power Panel, I guess we'll call that. And that starts at about 6 o'clock tonight at Theater in the Woods. All right. Heather, great. Heather Penny, Lucky Penny, her call sign. And you are lucky. Not only lucky, but you're also very skilled and very good. And very, always happy to have you join us here.
Pleasure to see you, Steve. Thank you for having me.
And that will wrap up our program for today. Tomorrow, Steve Snyder, the author of the book Shot Down, will talk about a B-17 crew over Europe in World War II. Hal Shevers will drop in to talk about aviation exploring, something he's very passionate about in getting young people involved in aviation. And we'll talk with an original Tuskegee Airman, Lieutenant Colonel Hardy. And that is the program From the Stand. From the Stand is supported by the Commemorative Air Force, and the CAF's mission is education so that generations of Americans will value and support the contributions of military aviation in assuring our nation's freedom. Visit the CAF website at commemorativeairforce.org for more information. I'm Steve Buss, and this is EIA Radio.